The research project is a capstone module on many undergraduate business courses. While varying in length and credit weighting, research projects have a common aim of developing students' independent learning skills. Longcroft and Pratt Adams argue that supervision plays a key role in supporting the development of these skills. However, observations and literature reveal that there are a number of barriers that may prevent the development of independent learning skills through engagement with the supervision process. First, students may struggle to transition from directed learning to the autonomous learning characteristic of supervisions. Literature also notes that students are rarely inducted into this new approach to learning. Second, an absence of rapport, trust, and empathy can limit the development of students' confidence and help-seeking behaviours. Third, Del Rio et al. Found that a misalignment of student-supervisor expectations and discrepancies between the support provided and the support required by the student can negatively impact on the development of independent learning skills. This limitation can emerge if the supervisor offers too little support, particularly at the early stages of the research project, and if they adopt an ongoing paternalistic role that McKinnon argues may prolong intellectual dependency among students. This highlights that supervision is a complex and dynamic process that requires ongoing negotiation by both student and supervisor. This takes us to the final barrier. There is limited guidance or training to support staff in developing the supervision skills required for such a dynamic process, and an absence of opportunities for staff to share experiences of supervision. Following a review of the existing barriers, I identified and implemented four interventions. First, I introduced a seminar that provided students with an opportunity to explore, through discussion and literature, the process, expectations, and challenges of supervision. Second, I built time into the first group supervision for students and supervisors to share their research interests. The aim here was to support the development of rapport as a foundation for a more trusting relationship. Third, I created a student-supervisor agreement that included an element of co-production. Time was provided in the first supervision for students and supervisors to discuss and record their expectations of each other, how these expectations may change over time, and for students to share their initial concerns and anxieties about the research project. The aim was to aid the development of clear and realistic expectations and to provide the foundation for a more empathetic relationship. Finally, I ran supervision workshops through which I introduced the module and the supervision process, opened a discussion about supervisors' expectations and how these align with the needs of the student cohort, and provided an opportunity for supervisors to share their experiences of supervision and the challenges they experienced. Feedback from this session informed the content of a supervisor handbook that outlined key aspects of the supervision process, including research ethics, assessment, and supporting students who are facing personal challenges. Initial observations suggested that student seminars helped students to develop an understanding of the supervisor relationship and specifically of student-supervisor expectations and how to make the most out of supervision time. The supervisor workshop provided a valuable opportunity for supervisors to share experiences and solutions to challenges. It also enabled me to identify gaps in information provision, including a need for more detailed guidance on the use of secondary data and clearer guidance on assessing students' project management and independent learning skills. In future, more focus will be placed on the dynamic nature of the supervision process, with case studies to encourage supervisors to reflect on the changing nature of the student-supervisor relationship. The next stage of this project is to carry out focus groups and to analyse supervision records to determine the extent to which the interventions smoothed the transition from directed to independent learning and supported the development of rapport and trust. Overall, the project will contribute to a limited body of literature focused on undergraduate supervision and to limited literature and guidance on the dynamics of undergraduate supervision and how these link to independent learning skills.